Last year, the company Oregon Woods helicoptered gravel and hundreds of concrete steps onto the steep Ravens Trail behind Petersburg's airport. The Forest Service has contracted to replace about 2 miles of the 4.2-mile trail and to decommission the last mile of the boardwalk through the Muskeg and timber at about 800 feet above sea level on the ridge behind town. Petersburg District Ranger Ted Sandhofer says the trail work is resuming this summer.
As you know, last year there was a lot of helicopter work. There's going to be limited helicopter work this year, but there will be times when we'll be closing just short sections of the trail off to make sure that the contractor and the public is safe, you know, and it's safe to work around there. We got some gravel to place around some of the stair treads. There's actually some metal stairs that are going up there where the old wood stairs, real steep wood stairs were. So there will be some times that we're closing portions of the trail, but for the most part, we're going to leave it open.
Workers for a subcontractor are living at the cabin this summer and restarting the trail reconstruction. It's been rerouted in places, and the climb is much easier than the old pathway. The gravel and concrete should also last longer than the old wooden steps.
I've been up that trail many times. I used to do the snow survey when I was at the district earlier, and boy, I think you cut the travel time down by at least a third or so, just because of the routing of the trail. And I think that it's just a great thing, especially for us locals. You know, I mean, I haven't heard anything but just glowing comments on the new trail and the access.
The plan is to finish that trail work by this fall. Meanwhile, the Raven's Roost cabin at the end of the trail is slated to be decommissioned next year, and the Forest Service has secured funding for a new cabin closer to town. The agency released an environmental review on that work this spring. Review of that was part of a much larger project for timber sales, stream restoration, and other work under the Central Tongass Project. But completion of that larger environmental review has been delayed by a recent court ruling on Prince of Wales logging and habitat work. So the agency split this cabin project out from that larger environmental review and is poised to approve that new structure on its own. Sandhofer describes what will likely be a one-story, handicapped, accessible cabin.
That new cabin is going to house about 6 to 8 person capacity. It'll have a propane heater, a covered deck. It's in a kind of a different spot, not way up on the ridge, but in a nice spot by a little pond.
That new cabin will have a table built by local high school students, Brecken Davis and Adam Ware. Since it will be over a mile closer to the trailhead at Sandy Beach, it will be a shorter hike and less likely to strand unprepared hikers.
So I'm on the search and rescue, and we always, there's people that get up to the Alpine or to the Muskegs there and then think they're at the cabin, and it's still a little ways away. So this new cabin site, I'm hoping we'll get less search and rescue business.
Sandhofer says trail work costs were around $800,000 and the cabin replacement over $400,000. Decommissioning of that final mile of trail will likely happen this year. That's before the old cabin is taken out and the new one put in. That replacement won't happen until next year. Parts of the old cabin may be reclaimed for other projects. It was custom built with 3 stories and includes a rooftop entry for deep snow years. It dates back to the late 1970s. Petersburg Pilot reported on the opening of that new cabin in January of 1980. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.